Parshas Vayetze, the Balaturim, is ma'orah that there's no parshiyos. There's no parsha psucha, there's no parsha stuma, the parsha. So Pashat is because this is the parsha of Golus, that Yaakov has to run away and hide, and it's behalten, and everything is benister. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Musar says a pshat, why it has to be that it's without parshiyos. He says, because you're looking at the story now of Golus, Be'emes. In Golus, you have to say everything is Gamzu L'toiva. But the truth is, if you're misbinding on the Golus and you focus only on one parasha, one chelik, one prat, it looks taka very shver, it looks tunkel, it looks like you don't understand it. You don't understand to say Gamzu L'toiva. Only when you see the full picture, then you're able to see that it's taka Gamzu L'toiva. So this parasha, which represents the going into Golus, has to be without parashas. It's one big surah of a picture. It must be that way. That's the only way to understand it. Rav Gedal Yishor says a different pshat in the Balaturim, a different nakudi he takes out. We're talking now that Yaakov is going into Golus. He has to go into the Yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever for Arbas Reishana and all that. But the nakudi is, you know, what's a parsha? You say there's parshias, pei and a samach, the different parshias. Rashi says in the beginning of Vayikra, the purpose of a parsha is litein revach lizboinin ben parsha leparsha. Zokter, at this point, preparing himself to go into the Golus, there is no revach litein lizboinin ben parsha leparsha. It has to be beretzifus, it has to be the yudalit shonin, it has to be on litein revach ben parsha leparsha. It's necessary one big retzifus. He then writes a whole shmooze, especially with a bocher that's in yeshiva, avada person should be shifty beveis Hashem kol yimei, but akuponim, preparing these years in case if he goes out into the world, it's lehedya teshtelavet, then it's without revach bein parsha leparsha, it's one big retzifus, and that's why parshas vayetze is without parshiyos. The Medrash says that when Yaakov went out, he looked and he said, Esa einai el hahorim me'ayin yovoy ezri. So, the Ben Ishchai says, what's pshat in this Medrash, why he was saying this pasuk? Because Yaakov is saying, Esa einai el hahorim, he was looking at two mountains. He looked at Har HaMoriah, where that's where Eliphaz came and took all of his money. And he looked at Har HaGilad, which we know is later, where Lavan is the one that's going to chase after him by Har HaGilad. And Esa einai el hahorim, me'ayin yovoy ezri. But in the end, Faker, Har HaMoriah, that's where the Eibishter was niggle to him in the Chaloim, that he's yeah going to be the one with the Sulam, and all that happens by Har HaMoriah. And Har Gilad is where Lavan, who was nigla to Lavan, not to Chepezich with Yaakov. So Esa Eini El Harim, and from the Harim itself came the Ezri. But there's another chat I saw, Shein Azach, Yaakov is saying, Me'ayin Yovoy Ezri. A person is looking for a Shidduch. Yaakov is already in the 80s. He's looking for, what's the Cheshbon? So he's already older, and he's looking for a Shidduch, and he's saying, Me'ayin Yovoy Ezri, Ezer Kenegdoi, Ezri. The Shidduch is Ezri, Me'ayin Yovoy Ezri. And the emphasis of the pshat is, me'ayin, a person makes himself into nothing. He's misbattle himself. His yovoy ezri, oisei shamayim va'oretz. The Eibishter is mezavin zivugim to say them, not osa shamayim va'oretz. Oisei shamayim, me'ayin yovoy ezri, from oisei shamayim va'oretz. The Eibishter is to say them, mechadish b'chol yoyim ma'isi b'reishis, and he's mechadish b'chol yoyim, he's mezavin zivugim. Now the pasuk says, vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shova, vayelech harono, be'emes it should have said, Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er sheva l'choron. So there's a mahalich from the Dubna Magid that shteito tzvei dinim. The emes, Yaakov, sometimes a person goes, the matara of going is to get to point B where he wants to get. And sometimes it's just a way to get from point A. You don't want to be where you are. Over here by Yaakov is given tzvei dinim. Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er sheva, there was an inyan to be by Reach from Lova, from Esav. So he had to leave Be'er Shova. It was a separate cheshbon that his mother told him to go to Choron for a shidduch. So it's taket tzvei bazunder zachen. Vayetz Yaakov Be'er Sheva bricha mi'esav vayela Chorono to look for a shidduch. But could be there's another pshat. The pasuk splits it. Vayetz Yaakov Be'er Sheva vayela Chorono. I was clearing a chiddush. Pshat is that we know there was 14 years in between over here. So this pasuk, you know, is not a small pasuk. It's Vayetz Yaakov Be'er Sheva. And then there's Vayelach Le'Yeshivas Eiver. Vayelach Me'Yeshivas Eiver. Vayelach Harona. It's two separate things because of the Arbas Rishona that are in between. But the emes is, it's not poshet. I saw that the Marsha in Yuma, the Marsha in Yuma in fact says that the yeshiva of Eber, where Yaakov was in Be'er Shava. Vayetze Yaakov in Be'er Shava, Taka was after the 14 years. He hid the 14 years in Yeshivas Eber, that was in Be'er Sheva. The Marsha says that the word Be'er Sheva has in it the letters Eber, and it has in it the letters Arbasre. And then he says, Be'emes, Yitzchak also had a yeshiva. But for whatever reason, Yaakov learned the Arbasre shown in Eber's yeshiva. I guess that was preparation for going into Lavan. It was Yeni yeshiva that was necessary. But the Marsha says that those also, when the word Be'er Sheva has the letters Shem, which Shem's yeshiva was in Be'er Sheva, and Eber's yeshiva was in Be'er Sheva, and Ovid. It's all the yeshivas were in Be'er Sheva. So it's Vayetze Yaakov in Be'er Sheva is after the Arbas Rishon. It was all in Be'er Sheva. And Esav was looking for him. And he didn't leave Be'er Sheva for all 14 years. But that's one place where Esav is not going to be Doirach Ragloi, not going to go into the Beis Medrash. Yaakov was able to be in Be'er Sheva, and Esav doesn't find him. Now, Lefi Zeh is very interesting. The Gemara says, Vayetze Yaakov Yitzias Tzadik Min Ha'ir, Oyster Roishem, when the Tzadik leaves, it's Pona Hoida, Pona Ziva, Pona Hadara. Yahagaba Atzmacha. Yaakov disappeared. No one knows where he is for 14 years. He's Tomun the Yeshivas Eber. Tomun is Loshen of Atmona. Has to be totally covered over. No one knows that he's there. Esav doesn't know that he's there. Esav doesn't see him. But when he leaves 14 years later, Pona Hoida, Pona Ziva, Pona Hadara, a Tzadik in a Vinkel, no one knows about him. But when he leaves, it's Panahoid. Not that I'm going to hold Tararam. No one had seen him in 14 years anyways. It's still Shtel Zavek. Panaziva, Panahoid, Panahodra. The Chidah brings that when it says, Vayetze Yaakov mebe'er Sheva, he says, Hashem Azach, with a gematria, if you take Yaakov out of Be'er Sheva, you take Yaakov, which is 182, and you take it out of Be'er Sheva, Vayetze Yaakov, Be'er Sheva, you're left with 393, which is the gematria of Pono Ziva Hoida Vahodra. So when Yaakov is Yotza mi Be'er Sheva, that's what you're left with, Pono Ziva Hoida Vahodra. So Yaakov's now coming, Vayifka Bamokim Vayolen Shom. And this is Pashtus after the Arbas Reshona in Yeshiva Sefer. Vayikach me'avne amokoin. And the Rashi brings, the Medrash says that the Avonim were fighting. And each one said, Alay aniach tzadik es roishoi. So it became one big Evan. Once it became one big Evan, then they're not fighting anymore. They're not going to be a fight. It should be on this side of the Evan, or that side of the Evan. Once it's Achtus and it's one big Evan, then it's not going to be I heard once Akasha that why did the Avonim turn into a one big Evan? Yaakov is using this Evan now to go to sleep. It would have been better if the Evan turned into a pillow. So there's one Nusach that the Pshat is, where there was already Machloikis, it's not going to be a pillow. Maybe it's one Groyser Stein, but Kinkishner is Vetnish Zayin, it's not going to be a pillow. But there's another pshat, Fakert, Yaakov is now coming to build Klal Yisrael. The Avonim turn into one big Evan. This is the Evan that's going to be the Evan Hapina of building up a Klal Yisrael. It's not Stam. If it's a pillow, Megate Shlofim. It's not a pillow here. Yaakov is now starting to build. And it's very interesting, if you go through the Parsha, something is very interesting with Avonim. There are many Avonim. At the beginning of the Parsha, Vayikach me'avne ha'mokoim v'yosem ha'shoysov. Then Vayashkem Avram Baboiker, he takes the Evan. The Avonim turned into an Evan. Then he makes the Evan into a Matseva. He later meets Rochel and Leah. There's an Evan Gedoyla al Piaz Abe'er. Later, by Lavan, Yaakov takes an Evan and he makes a Matseva. And he tells his sons, Liktu Avonim. And they took the Avonim, they made a Gol, and they made the Gal Eid. It's all in this week's Parsha. from the beginning till the end, there's a whole Indian of Evan. Mishom Roye Evan Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu is Evan. And the Shvatim are the Yud Beis Avonim. It's according to one sheet in the Medrash, the Taka, the Avonim that turned into one big stone, the Yud Beis Avonim. Connected to Yud Beis Shvatim. And it turned into one big Evan. There's another sign of the Medrash that it was three connected to three Avos. But there's a pshat that it's the Yud Beis Avonim turning into an Evan. Also at the end, when Yaakov meets Love, and he tells the Shvatim, look to Avonim. They take Avonim because that's already representing that Klal Yisrael, the Emes, is made out of Avonim. Every Shevet is different. Every Yochid is different. But it has to be that the Avonim stels the Chois as if to be one big Evan. And that could be as the pshat, Yaakov Avinu is makriv with a matseva. He makes a matseva. And it's very interesting that Ramban asks in last week's parsha, the famous kasha that Ramban asks on the pasuk, Ekev Asher Shom Avram Bekoili, that Avram Avinu and the Ovis kept the whole Torah. The Gemara Numa. So the Ramban asks over there in Parshas Toldos, if the Ovis kept the whole Torah, how did Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters, which we're going to see in the Hemshech and the Parsha, and how did Amram marry Doidosa? He asks all these questions. And there's Turutzim Baharchova on that, the Hemshech. But the Ramban brings the Yisoy that the Ovis only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And Yaakov married Beis HaChoyes, was in Chutzlans. And Kohena, he goes through that Indian. Then the Ramban asks, but how did he make a Matseva? Matseva is also Aser. Asher Soni Hashem Alekecha. Why did he make a Matseva? Zok the Ramban, because even though the Matseva is Snua now, but Bimeya obviously was Ahuva. Which is interesting, because Alzel Nudonim, that the Ovis are keeping the whole Torah, with the Gedorim of us, the Torah Nachdem. Ob Matseva is Fart, and Matseva Firtzich, Bimeya obviously was Ahuv. But the taich is because now there's a Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael has to be makrav on a Mizbeach. A Mizbeach is not one Evan. A Mizbeach is a harvey avonim that you were born a Mizbeach. The Ovis were the Yechidim, the pioneers, they were the Yechidim. By them it was Matseva. Im Kol Zeh, then Ovis came and call it Terakula. Pesach, Matzah, Hanukkah candles, everything. They're keeping call it Terakula. No, call it Terakula, Matseva not. Nein, aber bei Zeh, es ist Matseva. Bei Zeh, the Tzura of Dakarov is Taka the Evan Achas. There was an Avram, a Yitzchak, a Yaakov, Kol Echad, with his Yechudiyot. Afterwards, it became that the Avonim and the Shvatim become Evan. And that's the beer, that why it be made obvious there could be Hakrova on a Matseva of Evan. Yaakov sees the Sulam, Malache Elikim, Oilim V'Yerdim Boy. There's a medrash that if Malachi Elikim is this two Oilim and two Yardim, it's Michoel, Gavriel, Rafal, and Ariel, which is the Rosh Hateva's Gemara. That's what's Oilim V'Yerdim Boy. It's Alstayim. Vayikat Yaakov Mishinosoi, and he says, Ochen Yesh Hashem Bamokim Hazeh, V'Anoichi Lo Yadoti. So there's a pshat from the Chanukah Satayra. Yaakov wasn't sure. Maybe this was Stamazay Chaloyim. You know, a person sometimes has a Chaloyim from Hirhurim that he had during the day. So Yaakov is saying, no, it can't be. This is a real Chaloyim. Something's, there's a message here. V'Anoichi Lo Yadoti. I wasn't thinking about Sulam with Zachin during the day. It's Anoichi Lo Yadoti. Chanish Gitrach Tvegan Dem. There's another pshat. Yaakov Avinu, by this Sulam, saw Be'etzim the Maisa Merkava, he saw the Shekhinah, and we know that on the Merkava of the Shekhinah, Yaakov is a part of the Shekhinah, the Arba Markivim of the Merkava, you see in the Nevuas in Yecheskel, is an Aryeh, a Kruv, a Nesher, and an Odom, which is Yaakov, the Dmus of Yaakov, because Yaakov is Me'ein, the Dmus of Odom. So, Yaakov Avinu sees that, and he says, Ochein Yesh Hashem Bamokim Hazeh, Ochein. I knew, Zot Yaakov, that there was an Aryeh, a Kruv, and a Nesher. Ochein is Rosh HaTevis. Aryeh, Kruv, and a Nesher. But Anoichi, that me, myself, or rather the Rosh HaTevis, Anoichi is Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher, Yaakov, Lo Yadati, I didn't know I'm on the Merkav. Ochein Yesh Hashem, I knew that there's an Aryeh, Kruv, and a Nesher. Anoichi, I didn't know that I'm on the Merkav also. So he takes the Evan and he makes it into a Matseva and he's Yoitzik Shemen al Roish. It's a Machloikis in the Rishonim. What is he putting the Shemen? Was this Shemen HaMishcha to be Makadishit? Or was it a Hakrova of Shemen? It was a Mincha of Shemen? Or a lot of Rishonim learned it was just a Simen. He wanted to know. He's putting Shemen to know afterwards that it was a Simen. He was making a marker. It's a Machloikis what this, the Yoitzik Shemen is. But the Evan Avada, he was making a Matseva. Now, the Emes the Achroinim have a Kasha. How could Yaakov Avinu use these stones for a davar rishus? He used them as for his sleeping. for sleeping, and now he's making it into a matzeva. There's a kasha that something that was a davar choil is not allowed to be used afterwards into the for kedusha. So the emes is faker. These avonim are not stam avonim. These are the avonim which turned into an oven, into a matzeva. These avonim were the avonim of the mizbeach of Odom and Noyach. So this is the mizbeach that was in Har Meriah that was already hukrab. The Rambam brings in his Beis Habechira that mokum of the Beis Hamikdash was the place where Odom and Noyach and the Akedah was. So it was that mizbeach already of the Akedah and Odom and Noyach, so it already had kedusha, which makes now the kasha fakert. If it already has the kedusha, so then the kasha becomes the other way. So then what's the heter for Yaakov Avinu to use it? So the Aflobamis has a pshat that he didn't know it was a shoygig, that's why he was moil, and then that's why now it became mutter, a whole cheshbon. But I heard once a pshat that Vibalti Avonim were nepach to one event, so that was a shinoi, and that's what made it that it's treated as a different metzias. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky asks in the Sefer Time of the Kro, Yaakov takes the Evan, he takes it and he makes him it as a matzeva. Where is he taking it? What's wrong with where it was? A matzeva is one Evan. So it's a machlekes tanaim, but b'shas heter abomis, wherever the rock is, let it be the matzeva. Where is he putting it? So he brings that the Chazon Ish says that even like that shita, the matzeva has to be 10 tefachim high. And Yaakov Avinu was using it for sleeping, so it was not. By yikach es ha'evan means he turned it over to make it. It was lying down the evan. He turned it over higher. By yikach that he turned it over and he make it into a asara tefachim. Vayidar Yaakov neder leimar imiyah lekim imadi, that he promises that the Eibishter is going to give him lechem lechol beged lubash, he's going to give asar asrenuloch. There's a famous Rambam in Hilchas Erechin, Perek Vav, Halacha Lamed Aleph. The Rambam says Yisoy Yeiro Ali, zok the Rambam, and it's a chiddush. The Rambam says Yeiro Ali, it's egin a chiddush of the Rambam. Yeiro Ali, that even though a person can't be makdish davar shaloi bala oilam, but if he says that he's going to be makdish something, he's not makdish it now. He's makabel on himself. Hare alai lahakdishoy. Your words are mechayiv you. You can be mischayiv to do something on a davar shaloi bala oilam. You can't make the actual chalutz, but speaking out that you're going to do it is binding. It's mechayiv. And the Rambam continues, raya l'davar zeh, because Yaakov Avinu says, v'chol ha'shatit and li'asar asrenaloch, l'chayra was davar shaloi bala oilam. He doesn't even have the beged, the nechosim that he's being maftiyah. Teretz is, that's the smachs of the Rambam, the raya, that you're allowed, that a person could say, and it's even a remez in the pasuk, vayidar Yaakov neder, what was his neder? Lamar, that he's going to say. He's mekabel on himself the neder, and that even though, again, in the gedorim of davar shaloi bala oilam, be'emes, ain't on the makas davar shaloi bala oilam. But to make a neder on what you're going to do, that the Rambam is mechadish, you're allowed to, and his raya is from Yaakov Avinu. So the Achreinim HaMa'or, a very interesting ma'isa. We mentioned already last week. The Ketzois brings, in Siman Reisha in Ches, the famous Kasha, how did Yaakov buy the Bechayra from Esav? The Bechayra is a davar shaloi bala oilam. That's the Ketzois' Kasha. He brings the Kasha already from the Rivosh. And the Rivosh is Mechadish, that far matan Torah, there's no problem of davar shaloi bala oilam. As I said, the Rivosh. Far matan Torah, it's anyways koydim matan Torah. Everything is there's no koydim and acharkach. We're waiting until to see if it's tanai hisma kodesh baruch who's going to be a matan Torah. So there's no before and after. There's no problem of davar shaloi bala oilam. That's not the hez, but the Rivosh says the belt sells that. So but the etzim yisoy, the Rivosh says far matan Torah. There's no inyan of davar shaloi bala oilam. L'chari this Rambam shteinish does it. This Rambam is proving halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh that even though ain't of the matters davar shaloi bala oilam, but a kaponim to be mechayiv is something you're going to. That is chal and a raya from Yaakov Avinu. It's not a raya from Yaakov Avinu with far matan Torah zandish. The Rambam is obviously not holding like that Rivosh. So what do you do with the kasha like the Rambam of how did Yaakov sell the b'chayiv? There's the ksoisis teretz. What was the ksoisis really topic over there in Reish Ayin Ches? He brought in the Rivosh Aga. The Ksois was Machadish. We mentioned this last week that Yaakov Avinu only told Esav to be mistalik from the Bechoira, and Memela it became Yaakov's. And that's the Ksois's Iker topic there in Reish Ayin Ches. As if you'd gimel that Siluk works on a Davar Shalai B'Lai. And that's his Raya. He brings the Rivosh also, and then he says this. Interesting that the Ksois also behandles another Shaila, Negei our Sugya, our Parsha, and Shin Lamed Bey, the Ksois has a Kasha, Yaakov Avinu makes a deal with Laban and all the Shepselach. L'chayr, it's Davar Shalai B'la'ilam. The Akudim, Brudim, it's Davar Shalai B'la'ilam. As I frek the Ksais. Bring the Ksais from Atshuvas Rivash, that we just mentioned, that the Rivash says that on Farma and Tyre is no Davar Shalai B'la'ilam. But then the Ksais, again, that wasn't the topic of the Ksais. The Ksais over there in Shem HaMebeis was having Schirus. The Ksais is Machadash that on Schirus there's no Inyan of Davar Shalai B'la'ilam. So each time the Ksais brings the Kasha and the Gay and the Chumash, brings the Rivash as you saw it, that it's not a problem, far mountain third and not a davar shalai b'la'ilam, but then the ksoisa lane goes different. But that's the Rambam, we have to learn like that. There's another ksoisa in Reish Tes, l'gabi Yaakov, Avram Avinu, by Mila, on the Miknas Kaspai, this Keseda, the ksoisa brings the Rivash, and then goes and says, his egina gan. B'cholif, and Yaakov Avinu makes an edder, and he says, kol asher titan li aser asrenu loch. He's going to give maestros. The Gemara says in Ksubis Daf Nun, HaMevazveiz Al Yevazveiz Yoyse Michoimish. A person's not allowed to spend more than a fifth of his money for tzedakah. And we learn it out because it says, Aser Asrenu, double maeser. Aser Asrenu Loch is that a person shouldn't spend more than a choimish nechosov. They say over on the Reb Chaim Itzanz, always, they, you know, as a Rebbe, they used to bring him pidyon, money, when people came in to be Mizbaruch, he would always give it out. Without a cheshbon, he never went to sleep with any money in the house. It was always, it came in, and it went keseder out. As it came in, it was straight, directly funneled. And they asked him, HaMevazaz al Yevazaz Yoyse Michoimish. So the emes is, the Shita Mekubetz already talks about this, the Gemara Ksubis Tafnun, the Chavetz Chaim talks about this, Barichas in Avos Chesed. There are a few heterim that you're allowed to give more than a chaymish. And there are people that attack a soymach on these heterim. There are a few heterim. For Torah, there's a heter you're allowed to give more than a fifth. A person, l'fnei moisoy, there's a heter more than a fifth. An usher muflog is mutter more than a fifth. There's various heterim. Another heter that the Sheet Nemokobesis brings is if you want to do it as kapara fechait. As kapara fechait also, it's a heter, you're allowed to do more than chaymish. Upon him, Rav Chaim Itzanz, they asked him, how are you doing more than a chaymish? He says, kaparas cheit, for kaparas cheit, megman gevin merevi achaymish. So they asked him, aber Rebbe, cheit, vos? He says, vos eis yeder tog am nichshel and am avaz vez al yavaz vez yoysel yichaymish. The hemshech, the parsha, you have the parsha that Yaakov Avinu marries two sisters, and we said already that Ramban asked the kasha in last week's parsha, Ekev asher shama Avram b'koyli, that Avram Avinu and all the others kept the whole Torah. If they kept the whole Torah, how is Yaakov Avinu marrying two sisters? And it could be not only he married two sisters, it could be he married four sisters, because according to one medrash, Bila and Zilpah are also the daughters of Lavan, from a different wife. The Ramban, we said, answers, because Yaakov Avinu was not in Chutz Eretz Yisrael now, and in Chutz Loretz, you're allowed to marry. They didn't keep all the mitzvahs, only in Eretz Yisrael. And Yaakov Avinu was in Chutz Loretz. And that's why, when Yaakov Avinu eventually comes to Eretz Yisrael, Rachel is nifter. Because in Eretz Yisrael, there can't be two wives. It's takedavka in Chutz Loretz. That's the Mahalach of the Ramban. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph, Perak Chav Aleph, says a different Mahalach, that Far Matan Torah is Andish, a famous Yisoid, I'm going to talk about it, that Far Matan Torah is Andish. The Ovis Avada had a Havona inside HaTorah, and therefore they kept the Torah. But the way they kept it was in an Oifin, it's Lav Dafka, if they have Cheshboidis Shamayim, that somehow it's supposed to be making a Klal Yisrael here from marrying Rochel, Leia, Bill, and Zilpah, so then it's different. Noch matan Torah is nish da'az azach. Noch matan Torah is kasha tziva Hashem. The achroinim amaz b'chei te'egel and the mishkon with that, kasha tziva Hashem. But the etzem yisoy, far matan Torah is under a cheshbon. The emesis is another pshat that maybe since Rochel and Leah were megayer, since they were megayer, so it's kekotin shenoy ledomi. Kekotin shenoy ledomi, it's not considered sisters. Interesting to Hora, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yutes says that there's a shakla v'tariya. By the Sunas Lev Yoslan, there's a Shakla Vataria, who should bench? Who should do the Zimun? And each one of the people that they mechabit to do the Zimun has Masarev for a gewisse reason. Avram says, I had a Yishmael. Yitzchak said, I had an Esav. Yaakov Avinu, who's Mitaseh Shleim, he says, I married two sisters who the Torah eventually is going to ask him. So it's an, he says, who eventually the Torah is going to ask him. No, we're asking, but he kept the Torah before. The, it's Ken Zayin. If you learn that they were Megayer, it's even more Shver, because then it's Taka. It wasn't sister's Taka. What's a seed in Torah? If it's in Chutzlars, the child is, even though he was in Chutzlars, but he did something that the Torah is going to ask her in Eretz Yisrael. The precious drachen, Avada, we know, is the Mora Dishmaitza on this Indian. If the others have a din of Ben Noyach or the din of Yisrael, and if they kept all the mitzvahs or they didn't keep all the mitzvahs, and he goes through it by Rikas, we mentioned in other times, but he has a shtickle of cheshbon, a very interesting maisa. That halten kop, halten cheshbon. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya state, Lochein koyamar Hashem el beis Yaakov, asher pada es Avrom. Lo yato yoyvesh Yaakov, v'lo yato ponav yechavaru, ki beroisa yelodov maisa yodov, v'kir bo yakdishu shemi. So he wants to say Pshan this pasuk, but he makes it a little bit of cheshbon. Azad. Yaakov had two sisters. What do you do with Azakasha? What's Kenzaim Pshat? So let's stick with these two trutzim. One mahalach is because they were Gerim Kakot and Shanayel Adami. The other Pshat is, Alderach like the Nefesh HaChaim. He doesn't believe the Nefesh HaChaim before, but Alderach, it was Alpi Adiba. They understood that's what the Rabbi Shalom, the Moon's Farma and Torah. They had Havana, that's the Ratzon Hashem. Now, the Shaila is like this. If the Ovis Mamash have a din of Yisrael, then you could say, if they Mamash have a din of Yisrael, then they were Megayer, so it's Kekon Shanayel Adam. But if the Ovis really are Ben Noyach also, Luchumra, they have the fears of Ben Noyach, then it doesn't help that they're Megayer. So then you have to say the Teretz is Hashem, they knew that that's Ratzon Hashem. The difference is, if it's Bizyonis, you know, maybe it could be Bizyonis for Yaakov, he marries two sisters. It could be Yevoish Yaakov, the Lashon of the Pasuk. So if they were Megayer, and the obvious mamash could treat themselves like Ben Yisrael, no problem. Everyone knows they were Megayer, it's not sisters. But if they really have a din of Ben Noyach, and the reason Yaakov did it is because he knows the secrets of it, could be a matzav of Yevoish Yaakov. Put that on the side, the next step of the cheshbon. Avraham Avinu jumped into the Kivshan Eish, and he was saved. Why? So there's a medrash that brings two pshatim. One pshat is Avraham Avinu has a din of a yid, and a yid is supposed to be Moisir Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, he was Moisir Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. But what if Avraham Avinu has a din of a Ben Noyach? If Avraham Avinu has a din of a Ben Noyach, then be'etzim Tzitzugin Sanhedrin, it's not so posh a Ben Noyach as Mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem. So why was Avraham saved by the Kivshan Eish? Zok the medrash, he was saved because of Yaakov Avinu. It has to come out of him a Yaakov Avinu, so that's why he's saved. And that's called if he's a Ben Noyach. Go to the Pasuk now. Koy Amar Hashem al Beis Yaakov Asher Poda Es Avrom. Avrom Avinu was saved because of Beis Yaakov. That leads us to the conclusion that he's a Ben Noyach. And the reason he was saved is because only because he's going to bring out Yaakov. Which gets us to explain, so why did Yaakov marry two sisters? We have to say, because he knew the secret, not because he has a din of Yisrael. No, so then it's going to be Yevash Yaakov. And that you have to finish the pasuk. Lo yato Yevash Yaakov. V'lo yata panav Yechavaru. Ki v'roisei maisi yolodav. Because you see, if the Eivishter wouldn't have done it to save, to bring out, that he wouldn't have good to kinder. That's how it's Nizbara that he did it right. Now, you see from this precious drach, one thing is negay a little bit, the sugis we did, Ksubis, very interesting Nakuda. He's saying that it's not poshut for Avraham Avinu to be Moisir Nefesh on the tzad that he's a Ben Noyach to go into the Kivshan Eish. Why not? The precious drachim says that it's a suffix if Avraham Avinu is a Yid or a Goy. No, what's the din? Rabbi Kivei declares, what's the din if a person has a matziv of Yar Val Yavar, but it's a suffix? The Moshel Yar Val Yavar is that they want him to be Gilei Arai, it's an Eishas Ish. So if they come, they're going to kill him. If he's not, Nechsel Eishas Ish, Yar Val Yavar. Klerk Rabbi Kivegar, what if it's a suffocatious ish? So if it's a suffocatious ish, you have a shayla. And it's a chumra both ways. It's a tumult. If she is an ashes ish, so then fakir, yar val yaver, some thrice l'chumra. You should get yourself killed. But if she's not, then fakir, v'chaybem, l'chumra, you have to be machmer v'chaybem. What do you do when you have a suffic gufa? And that's the same matzav here of Avraham Avinu. If you're telling me he has a suffic, if he's a Ben Noyach or a Yisrael, then the suffix of Avraham Avinu by the precious drachim is the same kind of suffix. Then we had another case like that. It's very interesting. We know a person has to be Yarek Val Yavar if it's in front of 10 people. Because that's for Hesi, by any Aveir. So the Mechaschimich is Mesupah, very interesting Shaila. What if there's nine other people? They go, guy goes over to somebody and says, I'm going to kill you if you don't eat the chazer. Right? Not Gimel Beres Chamuris, chazer. And the din is if it's for Hesi in front of Asara Yidden, then you have to do it. If what's in front of nine Yidden, he's the tenth guy. So the Mechassana says it depends. What's the chiyuv to Yarg Vayav when it's for Hesi? To make a Kiddush Hashem or to not make a Chilul Hashem? If it's that to not make a Chilul Hashem, you're not going to make a Chilul Hashem. So here it's not a problem. I'm sorry, here it is a problem. Because if he's going to eat the chazer and not let him get himself killed, he ended up eating chazer in front of 10 yidden. He's also around still. And he made a chil Hashem in front of 10 yidden. But if it's a chiyuv to go make a kiddush Hashem, he's not mechayev to get himself killed, because when he's going to get himself killed, it's going to be in front of 9 people. That's not the gedarim where kiddush Hashem is mechayev. Kiddush Hashem is for hesed. So the mechassanich is mesupik taka. What do you do when there's 9 people? And I'm telling you, that's almost the same shayla as Rabbi Kveder. What do you do when you have suffik yara vaya? It's not a foul. In the Mechaschinuch's case is right there a foul from the Suffolk, Yarek Val Yavar. The whole of Rav Avinu by Kipshin Eish is this Suffolk of Yarek Val Yavar. Yeah, this is already for the Sugis Dortan. So to the parasha though, we have that Yaakov Avinu ends up marrying Taka'ul, 4 sisters, and they start having children, and the Shvat and the Shift they call Shteit V'Rochel Akora. So the Arizal says, what does it mean, Rochel Akora? It's Okar Hei. All the names of the imahois have a hey, because the shame, the ois that brings out the koyach of bringing out new doiris, the world was created with a hey, and the koyach of puravu of bringing out the shvatim is with a hey, and the imahois sora has a hey, and Leah has a hey, and zilpa has a hey, and bila rochel is akara okar hey, she doesn't have a hey, and that's why she asked Yaakov Avinu to marry Bilha, because Bilha has 2 heys. And she says, I'm going to give you Bila, v'ibone gam anoichi mimena. I'm going to be zoicha durch her from the other hay. Because Rachel was akara, she wants to be zoicha durch the under hay of Bila. State, each one of the shvatim, they're giving names. And she calls him Yehuda, she says, apam oyde hes Hashem. And they thought she's going to call him Yehuda. The Gemara says in Brachas, there was no one that was Moida HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Leah came, and she said, Apam Oides Hashem. Apam Oides Hashem. I heard what's a pshat. There's a midrashim that there were other people that were Moida already. Moida Hashem. Adam, Avram. There was an Akud of Leah was sending a message. She's saying, her 4th son was born, which means she was already zeichet to more than her chelek. She realizes that, and she says, "Apam oides Hashem, zokti azay." The day that Yehuda was born, as a simcha that she had, and she says, "Apam oides Hashem." Just today, now that I'm mamish at the height of my simcha, now I'm going to give the hadas Hashem, and in a week, or a month, and then I'm going to forget about it. Al kein karishma Yehuda. She called him Yehuda. As al kaseder, it's a reminder. Tog teglich through his entire life, he's called Yehuda to remind her always to give hadas. She said, "What? Dafka hapam oides Hashem? Dafka today? Dafka punk? Yes. Nay. Al kein karishma Yehuda to ingrain that the whole mahus should be an inyan of hadas." You have later on, Lavan comes and he was running after Yaakov Avinu. The Medrash says that the pshat is because Lavan comes after 3 days, because suddenly it didn't rain for 3 days, and the people chaf, the avodim of Lavan, the anshei beis of Lavan chaf, that all the 14 years, the 20 years, that there was rain over here, it was all in the schus of Yaakov Avinu. All of a sudden, they chaf as soon as he left, so they come running after him. Now Rachel steals the trophim. She steals the trophim, mashallah avir. What's the inyan? The Meshech Chochma says there's an akuda. I don't know if that's Rachel's cheshbon or kapana, that's what comes out. Yaakov Avinu, Lavan be'emes has koifas. And Lavan is coming after Yaakov, it's not Pashit. That's him, he's the Zayda of the Shvatim. That's not a Tzugitrapani. He's the Zayda, he comes and Taki says. He says, Abonim Bonai, Abonis Bnoisai, Vatsoin Soini, it's mine, anyone. And Yaakov's telling him, no. Arois, yeah? But, there's a whole shock of Atari here that be'emes is running after, and the Abish does nigla to him. To tell him not to do it. It's not stam, it's a warning. There's a grace in Yonim then that the Abishter comes and stops Lavan. Had Lavan had the trophim, the avodah of the trophim, he wouldn't be able to be zoicha to the Ashras Hashkina that the Abishter should be nigla to him. And then they would come and attack Yaakov. So it was necessary to steal the trophim. It was necessary to steal the trophim in order to to cause that the Eibershter will tell Lavan not to come. It's interesting, the Targum Yonason brings, what are these trufim? These trufim were that Lavan had a collection of Bechoyer's heads, and he would salt them and preserve them, and it was the koyach of these heads of Bechoyrim Dafka that would bring out his koyach atoma, which I saw brought down. That's the inyan why Yaakov runs to Laban's house. Why is Yaakov so convinced that he's safe over there? Rivka tells him, run to Laban's house, and then Esav won't run after you. Because Esav is not interested in going anywhere near Laban's Rishus, because Lishitosoi, he's still the Bechor, and he doesn't want to be added to Laban's collection. Which is why Yaakov Avinu afterwards tells Esav, Fakert, what are you fatinin on me? In Lavan Garti, he didn't take my head. Zesta that he didn't halzik the Bechor. This is how Yaakov is telling back Esav why he shouldn't be shtering zich. And she steals the trophim, and Yaakov Avinu doesn't know. V'lo yoda ki Rachel ganavasim. Yaakov Avinu doesn't know, so he gives an oynish. Whoever steals it is going to die. Now, vayta with the precious drachim, Yaakov Avinu said, whoever stole it is going to die, because Yaakov Avinu thought one of the avodim stole it. And a ben noyach is chayiv misa on gezel. V'lo yoda ki Rachel ganavasim. He didn't know that Rachel was a yid. The shvatim and the amois, the obed, they didn't have a yid. Yaakov didn't know that. He said, whoever steals it is going to die, because he was telling him the din al pi gidrei b'nei noyach. V'lo yoda ki Rachel ganavasim. He didn't realize that Rachel is the one that stole it. There's another pshat brought down in the Paradis Yosef, very interesting, that there's a maisa, the Baal Shem Tov had a koyach that someone stole something. It was a whole story, but he was able to tell who the ganav was. But the koyach, he was able to tell who the ganav was. So they asked, what's the pshat that Yaakov Avinu wasn't able to know? If the Baal Shem Tov was able to know who the ganav was, what's the reason why Yaakov wasn't able to know who the ganav was? So they said, the terrorist is pashas the chilek. The Baal Shem Tov was able to find out. I pushed the ganav who stole something. Over here, v'loya, the Yaakov wasn't able to know. Ki rachel ganavasam. It's not some pashas the ganav. Rachel oichad hot koiches hot yechayle is done. V'loya, the Yaakov wasn't able to stam take out the ganav. Ki rachel ganavasam. It's given rachel. It's a moir de kezachir. When Lavan finally treffs up with him, and he's trying to figure out who stole his trophim, the word from Rav Shimon Shkop. Yaakov, Lavan tells Yaakov, "Va'ata haloi chalachta ki nichsef nichsafta leves avicha." Lama ganaftes alihoi. Lavan tells Yaakov, "You know, you want to finally go back to your father's house. You were away for so many years. You were avek from the tata, from the yeshiva. You want to try. You have kisufim. You want to go back to the yeshiva, to your father's house. Lama ganaftes alihoi. So what are you taking my iPhone, my truffin? What are you taking the?" You know, that's not what you want. The gay stuff to the yeshiva yet. Lavan is telling him this. Muslim from Lavan. You finally want to leave my house. You want to go back to the Beis Avicha. Vos brings the Nasarayan into Beis Medrash. What are you taking it for? This was the shmooze. This was the shmooze that from Rav Shimon. Yeah. Good.